The executive director of the Canadian Pork Council says Canada's shift away from dependence on the World Trade Organization to secure access to trade to a greater focus on regional trade agreements has created new opportunities for Canada's pork sector. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Saskatchewan's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
Canada's pork industry exports about 70% of the product it produces to markets around the world, as well as live hogs to the U.S., and so is particularly dependent on access to trade. Changing trade agreements, opportunities for the Canadian pork industry, was among the topics discussed earlier this month as part of the 2016 Banff Pork Seminar. Martin Rice, the executive director of the Canadian Pork Council, says for a number of years, Canada was stuck on finishing the WTO.
Although we'd had NAFTA back in late 80s, 89, I think, there was a sense, starting with, say, the late 90s, the Seattle meeting and other WTO meetings, that we would see a new, very ambitious WTO agreement that would have had significant reductions in agricultural protection. And that ultimately floundered. In the meantime, we had fairly limited focus on free trade agreements. Meanwhile, countries like Chile was doing a bunch of bilaterals, Mexico was doing a bunch of bilaterals, the U.S. was doing a little bit, but they too had kind of put their eggs on the WTO basket. That changed sort of in the mid-2000s, and the Canadian government realized this is not going to work. WTO is not where things are going to be resolved very soon, and we've got to make sure we don't get left behind our competitors who have these trade deals happening. And so we saw a new focus, particularly in the Harper government. And when they decided, okay, let's do a deal with Europe, and we'll get something maybe instead of trying to catch up with the others, we'll get something that puts us ahead.
Rice points out, meanwhile, there were several other important trade deals, and then the Trans-Pacific Partnership. So we've seen a movement away from the WTO, as where our access conditions are best addressed, to these regional trade deals. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.